You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next is a replay of Sunday, October 1st church service with music from Sylvia and the worship team and a message from Pastor Ripley.
If you have your Bibles, I'd like you to turn with me to Psalm 112. Psalm 112, verse 6. Psalm 112. Verse number 6, and I'm reading from the NIV. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. Let me read that again. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. That's like a faith statement, isn't it? They will be remembered forever. And this next verse is a tough one. They will have no fear of bad news. You know, there's a lot of myths out there. If two or three good things happen to you, then something bad has to happen. How many know that's not true? Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. Ultimately, our foe is Satan. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. I just want to read verse 6 again. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. Father, I just thank you this morning. As we begin this service today, that your hand would rest upon each and every one of us. Lord, as we enter into praise and worship, I pray that our hearts would just reach out to you. Lord, I pray for the worship team that you would anoint them this morning, strengthen them this morning, enable them this morning. Let this be a day that will bring glory and honor unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Let's all stand together and bless the Lord with all of our hearts. greater, stronger than any other name, Lord God. And you've called us to bless you with all of our being. Lord, no matter what the circumstances are like, we worship you, Jesus. We bless you because you are worthy of it. Not because we are worthy, but you are worthy. Hallelujah. And you have made us righteous through the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God.
Blessed be your glorious name.
Jesus, you are all the hope that we need. In our troubled world, Lord Jesus, you are all the hope that we need. We want to thank you for that, Lord. And you are all the holiness that we could ever need. Because you bought us. You paid for us.
soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Thanks.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated.
I'm going to invite the children to make their way to Children's Church this morning. We pray that they will be blessed and ministered to. Oh, wow. It's a lot of children this morning. Almost the whole church just walked out. I got no one to preach to. I have an important message this morning to preach. I'm asking for your prayers in the name of Jesus. I want to preach and share this morning on the topic, Hold the Line. I believe today that there's pressure bearing down on the church to conform to what's being taught today, even in our school system. There's pressure bearing down on every parent to change their moral compass and begin to think like the world thinks. And there is a war going on this morning for the heart of every single child in this nation. There's a war going on. To destroy, to allow the enemy to have his way in their hearts and lives. And we as the church, this is our moment to stand up and be counted for. Now, we had a march not too long ago, a few weeks ago. And the premier of this province has called us haters. The mayor of Vancouver has called us haters. And let me read this morning what the mayor of this town thinks about us. How many would like to know what the mayor thinks about you and I this morning? Let me read it verbatim. The prevailing message from politicians at both the provincial and municipal levels is not to support any action that promotes intolerance of any group of people, and I fully support that point of view, end of quote. Friends, this morning we have an obligation. And that obligation is to hold the line. not to give the devil one single inch. You say, for what? I believe this morning in parental rights. Are you hearing me today? I believe that the parents have the obligation to raise their children and not the government. Now, what they want us to believe, before we get into the word this morning, what they want us to believe, what they want us to conform to, is that a child can make their own decision to change their sex or to become non-binary outside of their parents' help and guidance and direction. That's what the Prime Minister wants us to do. He says, listen, those kids have rights too. How many know when you were a child? How many can remember when you were a child? Did you have the wisdom and knowledge to make that kind of huge decision about how your life was going to unfold before you? You have to be a certain age to drink. You have to be a certain age to drive. Right? But you can make a decision as a child, I'm talking about a child, that will alter their life forever. And the government is saying to every parent, butt out. Friends, we've been sleeping for too long. And it's time for us to march, and it's time for us to pray. We can't just march. We have to pray and march. And we have to tell our mayor that we don't agree with him. Hello, somebody. I know a lot of pastors don't want to say what I'm saying this morning. But you know what? I've come to the point that I love every child, whether they're saved or whether they're not, whether they're in a Christian home or whether they're not. They belong to God. They belong to Jesus. And I will not remain silent. I said, I will not remain silent. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. We cannot allow this bullying to move us away from what we know to be the truth. I don't care what the premier says. I don't care what the mayor of Vancouver says. And I don't care what the mayor of Preston says. I want to hear what God says. I want to stand with God today. I want to stand with the Word of God. Twisting the minds of little ones. There's even kids in school that think they're a cat. Friends, it's gone on for too long. I pray today that the Prime Minister will be removed from Parliament. I pray today that somehow he will be replaced with someone with enough guts and backbone to stand up to what's happening in our land today. You know, I have to be honest. Can I just get it off my chest? When I hear these people speak, it sickens me. I don't hate them. I want them to come to Christ. But when they speak like a venomous snake. And friends, let me tell you, if someone wants to make a decision to change their sex, when they're an adult, I guess that's between them and God. But when they start messing with kids, I say to you, they've crossed a line. The Bible says here, we have to stand firm against what we know to be the truth. And the Bible teaches that parents are to raise their kids. And Christian parents should raise their kids in the things of the Lord. That's our obligation before God. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. You know, the work of the Lord is not just the propagation of the gospel. It's standing up for those who cannot stand for themselves. You say, Pastor, you're worked up this morning. Yes, I am. I thank God for Premier Scott Moe. I thank God for some of the premiers that are standing up in this hour and being counted for, and not allowing the corrupt judicial system that's in our land to rule, and they know what's true. These premiers know that it's not the government's responsibility to raise kids, it's the parents' responsibility to raise kids. These people that are saying that, you know, the LGBTQI2+, they have crossed a line. These activists have crossed a line. And we, friends, let me tell you, if Jesus was standing here today, because you know what? Jesus always took time to bless the little children. He always had a love for the little ones. And he said, anyone that corrupts them, it's better that a millstone be hung around their neck and they be cast into the deepest sea. Are you hearing me this morning? I want you to catch this vision that I have today, this burden from the Lord. We sang about that this morning, to feel what God feels. And I want you to know God loves every child. You say, are you angry? Yes, I am. The Bible says you can be angry and sin not. I'm not talking about violence this morning. I'm talking about standing up for the truth. Speaking the truth, declaring the truth. The Bible says, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. We had almost 200 people march a few weeks ago. And I noticed one of the school boards in Abbotsford, there was over 300 people that stood outside chanting, leave our kids alone! Leave our kids alone! First Peter chapter 5, verse 8. know, they're going to hate us. I remember when we had that South African evangelist come to an open field and preach about homosexuality. And we were there to support him. But what did the media do? They hated on him simply because he was expressing his own thoughts concerning the Word of God. They're going to hate us. They're going to despise us. But friends, if we can push back the powers of darkness to allow children to be freed from this oppressive spirit, it's worth it all. Be alert. That's what we need to be. We need to be alert. I want you to get angry. Not to do something foolish, but to stand up for the truth. Be alert. That's the thing we need to be in this hour, is be alert. Aware of what's going on. You see, the devil has this sleight of hand. You know, watch me over here while I'm doing this over here. We can't allow him to do that. Your enemy, the devil. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around giving out chocolate bars. You know, I had a German Shepherd one time when I was living in Toronto. I was living in Jane and Finch, one of the most dangerous places in Canada, and my daughter wanted to have a German Shepherd. And my neighbor, you know, wanted to befriend this German Shepherd. So she brought over something sweet for him to eat. And she put it out to him like this, and he licked it, and he ate it all up. And then, you know what he did after that? He barked at her. He said, "Thank you very much, but I'm still going to keep barking at you. Are you hearing me this morning?" That's how Satan is. He wants us to take the sweet and forget about it. But we got to keep barking. Hallelujah. We got to keep barking. Hallelujah. Looking for someone to devour. And you know what his target is right now? Children. Oh, he's got many targets. There's many targets. But he's specifically targeting children. Because he knows if he can get them at a young age, he's going to have them for life. And we can't allow him to do that. We've got to keep fighting. Not just for your children, but for every child in this town, and every child in this valley, and every child in this province, and every child in this nation. Look at verse 9. Resist him. Resist him. Stand. Hold the line. Resist him. Standing firm in the faith. We're not going to conform to this world or to the principles and teachings of this world, but we are conformed to God's word. because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. It's not just us. Friends, they're going through suffering simply for believing in Christ. Wasn't it funny? I mean, not really funny, but sort of funny, that there in Parliament a few weeks ago, they're applauding a Nazi. Did you see that? There they are. Not just one ovation, but two. And no one seems to know how it all happened. Are you hearing me? They know how much money you owe the government, but they don't know the background of somebody that was a Nazi. They know how to disrupt your children's lives. They know how to oppress them, but somehow they don't know that Russia was an ally in the Second World War. Are you following what I'm saying? They seem to know everything about gender, but they know nothing about what happened and all the Jews that died in the Holocaust. Say, Pastor, can you calm down? I'm going to try. And the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, there's going to be some suffering in the midst of taking this stand. Are you hearing me? It's easy to hide and play secret disciple. But when you stand up from what you know to be the truth, Satan is going to come in against you and there's going to be some difficulties and suffering. He's going to attack everything. Everything you love, he's going to attack. But we have to remain steadfast, unmovable, believing that God has a plan, hallelujah, and somehow, some way, through the suffering, hallelujah, the power of Almighty God is going to be manifested. You say, Pastor, I came this morning for a little sermonette on... You know what? I gave up on that. And I know Pastor Raff has too. We've given up on that a long time ago. Soft peddling the gospel. And the God of grace, the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you've suffered for a little while, will himself restore you. Hallelujah. And make you strong. You're going to go through the fire. But somehow the Lord is going to bring you through and you're going to be stronger than you were before. He's going to make you strong, firm, and steadfast. That's what the NIV says. I like the way they said it. Strong, firm, and steadfast. That's what I want. I want to be strong, firm, and steadfast. Not perfect. No one's perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to need God to dust us off and pull us up from the dust. But in the midst of it all, hallelujah, oh, glory to God. He is going to strengthen us. He is going to empower us, hallelujah. If we remain humble, he's going to do the work that only God can do, hallelujah. And if God be for us, who can be against us? James chapter 5, And let me close, if I can. You're right, I'm just getting started. You know, anyone with any common sense knows that a child cannot make these kind of life-altering decisions by themselves. Are you hearing me? I mean, it's just common sense. We've lost common sense in this country. We have politicians with no common sense. We let murderers out. And then they stab more people. They kill RCMP officers. You know, I went to the doctor the other day. How many like going to the doctor? Everybody's shaking their head. Actually, I got a very good doctor. I went to the doctor, and he heard something, and he ran over. I said, "What's going on?" He said, "Well, you know, you never know when something's going to happen." People are unstable. We have all kinds of violent crime happening. And I remember somebody asking the conservative leader, you know, well, so-and-so, they got out and they stabbed this person, and we shouldn't allow that, the leader said. The reporter said, well, why did he do that? Well, you know, well, yeah, but why? Why did he do that? Maybe it's because he's evil. Maybe it's because he's got evil intentions. Are you hearing me this morning? There is evil in this world. Somehow they want to blame it on a parent, or they want to blame it on they ate ice cream too much when they were a kid, or you know, some other reason. Could it be that we have been fashioned in evil? We have been born in iniquity. Oh, Lord. Okay. Be patient. Then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. How many know Jesus is coming? I said, don't you know Jesus is coming? Come on, somebody. Thank God Jesus is coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Hallelujah. This is not the time to compromise. This is not the time to stop preaching. This is not the time to stop declaring. This is the time to press in, hallelujah, with all the power that God gives us, to stand up and shout it out, hallelujah. You know what I want to shout this morning? Leave our kids alone. Leave our kids alone. Come on, leave our kids alone. Leave our kids alone. Come on, let's shout it out. Leave our kids alone. Leave our kids alone. Leave our kids alone. You know, we do a lot of clapping. But God wants us to use our mouth. When we declare with our mouths, and when it lines up with God's word, the Holy Spirit begins to move. And friends, I want to conclude by saying this. We are in a war. It's not a war like they're fighting in Ukraine. It's a spiritual war for the life of every single child, even the unborn child. And we have an obligation before God to stand for the truth in Jesus' name. To say, Lord, I'm standing firm in the truth of what I know to be in God's word, that every parent has a right to raise their children, and every Christian parent has the right to raise them in the things of God. And I believe if we will do our part, God will do his part, and he will expose things that need to be exposed on all levels of government to protect every child. In the name of Jesus. Will you stand with me this morning? Glory to God. Now, we don't normally do this, but let's cross the aisles and take the hand of the one next to you. Just cross the aisles. We're going to pray this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where two or three shall agree is touching any one thing. I believe in the power of prayer. And I believe God is listening this morning to our prayers. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we feel burdened this morning when we think about every child, every young person. In this town and valley, across this nation, and around the world. Father, your word says that we even need to become like a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. Lord, we're praying that the powers of darkness would be driven back in this town and valley in the name of Jesus. Father, we're praying this morning that every stronghold of the enemy would be broken down by the blood of Jesus. We pray, O God, that you would raise up more young people in our schools, Lord, to declare the truth. Lord, raise us up, Father, that we would hold the line and not give in and not conform. Lord, I pray this morning that our hearts would be stirred up for the life of every child, whether born or unborn. Father, I pray this morning that we would not put our head in the sand, but Lord, we would lift our eyes to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we're in a war and we need you to be with us every step of the way. So Father, this morning, we declare ourselves to be in that position to stand firm without wavering. Lord, I pray right now that you would give us wisdom going forward, that we would know exactly what you want us to do. Lord, we're not asking you to join us. We're asking that you would help us join you in what you're doing. Father, I pray that you would strengthen your people this morning. I pray for those who have small children this morning. I pray that you would strengthen every parent. Lord, every mother, every father, you would strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Pray for those who do not know you, Lord, that through this situation, their eyes would be opened and they would see they need Christ. So, Lord, I want to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning. God bless you this morning. Turn to someone and say, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Please join us next Sunday at Grace Christian Radio. We'd love to have you join us.